Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all songs released on the Motown and Motown subsidiary labels in 1962. This half hour, we'll hear from Mary Wells, The Temptations, The Miracles, The Marvelettes, Little Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, and Martha and the Vandellas, all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Come true.
Your mind.
Dream come true. one before. Yes, you're mine.
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I will build you a castle with a tower so high it reaches the moon. I'll gather melodies from birdies that fly and compose you a tune. Something new. I will take you away with me as far as I can, to Venus or Mars. There we will walk with your hand in my hand. You'll be queen of the stars, and every day we can play on the Milky Way. And if that don't do, then I'll try something.
Motown Memory with The Miracles with Smokey Robinson. That was I'll Try Something New, and they reached number 39 in the featured year of 1962. Before that, we heard from The Temptations, a song called You're My Dream Come True. It did not reach the top 40 chart, but it did reach the rhythm and blues chart at number 22. And we started with Mary Wells, The One You Really Love Me, a number 8 song from the featured year of 1962. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring for this entire hour songs released in 1962. Well, in September of 1962, challenger Sonny Liston beat heavyweight boxing champion Floyd Patterson to become the new champion of the world. Well, it was not just another prize fight, but it was in fact a battle shaped by the times. This was the era of civil rights and public integration, and in 1962, it was a pivotal year for these things. This was after the Montgomery bus boycott, the violent integration of Little Rock, Arkansas Central High School, and the Greensboro, North Carolina student sit-in, but before the March on Washington. Let's continue hearing songs from 1962, this time up the Marvelettes, right here on Motown Memories.
Love boy, game of God. what you put down.
Oh, yeah.
Put it around.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
A faithful soldier boy to you.
say I'm now a man and should be stout at heart. But I don't think I'll make it, dear, if you don't play your part. Just say you'll be my girl and always be true, and I'll be a faithful soldier boy to you. And darling, I don't mind. The only thing that's grieving me is leaving you behind. Just say you'll be my girl and always be true, and I'll be a loving soldier boy. I'll be a faithful soldier boy. I'll be a loving soldier boy.
That was Marvin Gaye with a song called Soldier's Plea from the featured year of 1962. Well, Vietnam wasn't yet the national quagmire in May of 1962 when the song was released, and less turbulent times were reflected in this single's sentimental patriotism. While marching drum rolls carried the charge, and Marvin sounded sufficiently brokenhearted at his involuntary military fate. The singer's real-life Air Force enlistment hadn't been a happy time at all, lasting less than a year. Well, before that, we heard a great song from Little Stevie Wonder. Again, didn't chart, but it was called I Call It Pretty Music, But the Old People Call It the Blues Part 1. That was Stevie Wonder's longest song title he ever had, again from 1962. And we started with Playboy, a number 7 song by the Marvelettes. This is Tom Fallon of Motown Memories. Let's continue in featuring songs from 1962 with the Supremes. Your Heart Belongs to Me, right here on Motown Memories.
To come when you will reach.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Memory from a group called Sandra Millay and the Vandellas. Yes, the Vandellas. That was called Camel Walk and released in the featured year of 1962. Shortly after the song was released, Martha Reeves replaced Sandra Millay as the head of the Vandellas. Well, according to Sandra, she and Berry Gordy were hanging out in the studio when Motown's main man got a little tune in his head and something about the camel walk. And before Millay knew it, she was singing it backed by the Vandellas. Well, Gordy's intention was to introduce a new dance and a new artist in one fell swoop. It was a noble idea, but it didn't really happen. Well, this dance is notably different than the camel walk that James Brown would eventually and famously demonstrate coast to coast. Well, before that, we heard the Marvelettes, number 17 from the featured year of 1962, Beechwood 4, 5789. Back then, telephone numbers in the United States had two letters instead of numbers or a name, so Beechwood was really BE45789 if you were to dial it. And we started with the Supremes. Still the no-hit Supremes in 1962. This song went all the way up to 95, and it was called Your Song Belongs to Me. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. Next half hour, we'll continue to feature songs released in 1962, right here on Motown Memories.